The skinny is that we're short on a lot of cereal rye, and the triticale is almost non-existent. And even the oat crop took a hit this year. So if you're counting on planting winter forages, make sure that you book your seed supplies early from your distributors. And you might want to consider stocking up on some hay and some other types of supplements. It's going to be a tough year for small grain seed in particular.
She explains the short supply this year.
We had a really poor season during when the plants were flowering. A lot of the cereal rye and triticale didn't ever set seed. Oats had a tough time with daily rains, and we had a lot of lodging at harvest. So between the diseases, the rainfall during pollination period, and very weak straw and a lot of lodging during harvest, small grains in the southeast are going to be tight in supply for seed.
So along with getting your winter forage seed orders in soon, Dr. Blunt also has this recommendation.
You might consider making blends with cereal rye and triticale and oats with ryegrass, because ryegrass is relatively inexpensive. There's a lot of ryegrass seed in the market. Ryegrass is produced out in Oregon, and the blend of small grains and ryegrass gives you a very long season of forage production for your livestock.